thousands of tons of household goods enter landfills each year, but many of those items still have value. So one county in western Washington is trying a new approach to get residents to think twice before tossing their old stuff. Reporting for our EarthFix team, Ken Christensen has the story.
At a community center just south of Seattle, everyone brings something different to the table. Cassandra Collins has a hairdryer.
This is like $150. It's one of the better dryers.
John Ma has his wife's space heater.
My wife needs it, you know.
And Maria Smedswick.
I have a lamp, very old.
But all the items have one thing in common.
It just didn't turn on. It wouldn't work.
So Smedswick and the others came to Repair Time. It's a new recycling program in King County where people who don't know how to fix their broken stuff can get free help from people like Paul Savino.
The patient looks just fine. This is maybe a 10-minute fix, and it'll survive.
Savino's patient is a wooden chair for a child. He's been repairing stuff since he was small enough to fit in the chair.
The sole reason my father had children was to fix things around the house. It's a lost art.
So he and his dad started volunteering at these workshops.
Sometimes it is a tiny little piece of plastic that takes a functional, usable object from the trash heap back into our homes where it's alive and well again.
Still doing good. We still have 50 minutes.
Tom Watson keeps Repair Time running.
Good.
He's the public outreach coordinator for King County's Solid Waste Division, and he's been promoting the mantra reduce, reuse, recycle for years. But he thinks the catchphrase could use an upgrade.
The fourth R, reduce, reuse, recycle, and repair. It can be a crucial part of reuse, really.
Repair Time is modeled after fix-it clinics that have popped up around the region and the world. They've been organized in places like Bellingham, Portland, and Medford, Oregon, after starting in the Netherlands in 2009. In King County, about 75% of household items that end up in landfills could have been recycled or reused. And the county aims to reduce that number to zero by 2030.
With some of the items we're fixing, we are directly saving them from going to the landfill.
Today, volunteer repairman Mark Boberg saved a coffee maker, a hairdryer,
a pressure washer, so many different things.
Boberg says the volunteers can fix just about anything, but he's hoping to leave participants with skills they can reuse too. He says that part's a work in progress.
I mean, some people, they don't want to know. You know, they just want it to work again.
Now, actually, you could do this yourself, because this really only takes a screwdriver.
Glancing at her watch, Maria Smedswick says she only has so much time for repair time.
Well, I don't have all day.
In SeaTac, I'm Ken Christensen.